From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nicole Ugrisco with the news on This Day in Maine, Thursday, September 18th, 2025. Maine and six other Northeast states today formalized a coalition to promote public health and vaccine access. As Steve Missler reports, the group was formed as a response to upheaval at the U.S. CDC, where Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is carrying out his decades-long campaign to limit vaccines.
The Northeast Public Health Collaborative includes public health officials from every northeastern state except Vermont and New Hampshire. Organizers say they hope to pool resources and expertise to plan for public health emergencies and responses, while sharing vaccine recommendations, data collection, and lab services. The group will also use its combined purchasing power to ensure access to vaccines. In a statement, Democratic Governor Janet Mills said the Trump administration is politicizing and undermining public health. Last week, she issued a standing order allowing Maine healthcare professionals and pharmacists to administer the latest vaccine for COVID-19. The order was a response to the Food and Drug Administration's new restrictions on the vaccine, which are opposed by an array of public health officials. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
A small pocket of Maine is now in extreme drought, according to the latest report from the U.S. Drought Monitor. Parts of western and central Maine, which include Rumford, Lewiston, and Augusta, have been placed in extreme drought status. The area of severe drought has also expanded over the last week. Overall, about two-thirds of the state is in a severe or moderate drought. Disability Rights Maine and other groups are asking a federal court to reject proposed changes to a settlement agreement over the state's handling of behavioral health treatment for children with disabilities. Ari Snyder has more.
The settlement, reached last year, resolved a Department of Justice lawsuit alleging the state was violating the Americans with Disabilities Act by, quote, unnecessarily segregating children with behavioral health disabilities by forcing them into psychiatric and correctional institutions instead of helping them access services in their communities. Now, Disability Rights Maine, the state chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union, and other groups are objecting to proposed modifications that they say would eliminate an independent reviewer tasked with monitoring the state's compliance and limit outreach to families and children, among other things. The group submitted their claims Wednesday in an amicus brief in U.S. District Court for Maine. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Ari Snyder.
The Portland Police Department announced today it has closed a 30-year-old homicide cold case. 73-year-old Maude Holden died from smoke inhalation caused by a fire in her apartment building back in 1994 that was later ruled an arson. Thanks to new witness testimony in recent years, Lieutenant Nick Goodman says the department was able to pinpoint Vicky McMahon as the suspect. Even though McMahon died 2 years ago, Goodman says he hopes it can bring some closure for the victim's family.
Most of the people that we talk to that go through cold cases say it's like being stabbed and then being stitched, and you always have that scar there.
Goodman says the department has linked McMahon to a dozen arsons from the late 1980s through mid-90s. A former Air Force employee and military spouse is the latest Democrat to launch a campaign against Republican Senator Susan Collins. As Kevin Miller reports, Dara Smith Rodriguez is hitting some of the same populist themes as other primary contenders.
Dara Smith Rodriguez worked for nearly 15 years as a civilian contracting officer in the Air Force. In her official campaign launch video, she talks about standing up to the military-industrial defense complex during contract negotiations and how she'll bring her auditing and oversight skills to the Senate. She also goes after the food industry, as the video shows her walking through a grocery store.
The oligarchy is not 1,000 miles away. It's right here. They're taking a cut, they're making a profit, and millions of Americans are surrounded by food they can't eat. And big food owns Congress. So all we get are thousands of bad choices.
Smith Rodriguez says she's proudly pro-union, accuses Israel of committing genocide in Gaza, and supports raising taxes on the wealthy and corporations. She also talks about a broken system and accuses Collins of failing to protect reproductive freedoms. Smith Rodriguez is 38 years old and recently settled in Biddeford as she waits for her husband, an officer in the Maine Air National Guard, to return from an overseas deployment. She's one of 8 Democrats in the race so far, although Governor Janet Mills is also considering a bid. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, an encore presentation of our episode on Maine Light. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.